This is the spoiler field review of Axel, starring a bunch of folks you may not know and a few folks that you do know. First being Alex N. I'm not going to even attempt to say his last name. Becky G. Alex McNoll. Dominic Reigns. Thomas Jane. And Patricia De Leon. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. And the synopsis is provided today by Movie Insider. So definitely go check out that website for any of your future movies because it gives me quite a bit insight of what movies come out. So synopsis is this. Alex is a new adventure about a down-in-his-luck teenager bike rider, Miles, who stumbles upon an advanced robotic military dog named Axel, endowed with next-generation artificial intelligence, but with the heart of a dog. Axel forms an emotional bond with Miles, much to the chagrin of the rogue military scientist who created Axel and will do anything to retrieve him. Knowing what is at stake if Axel is captured, Miles teams up with his smart, resourceful crush, Sarah, to protect his new best friend. So yeah, that's basically what the movie's about. For the most part, this movie had quite a bit of not really quite a bit, a little bit of heart mixed in with quite a bit of commercial kind of feel and vibes. I felt like this whole movie was a big dirt bike commercial. So if you didn't own a dirt bike before this movie, after this movie, you might go out and get one just because there's a lot of dirt bike tricks, a lot of dirt bike moves. At least 80% of this movie is him on a dirt bike doing stunts and tricks and flipping and all that good stuff. So I feel like this movie spent a lot of time in showing that he's a biker guy rather than saying, let's go on this movie and actually show you something about this dog that you've been promoting for most of the movie. Most of the trailers are promoting this whole awesome dog. So you really didn't get too much of what the dog can do. You have feature a couple of things he can do, but it feels like the dog felt like he was not that advanced, that he was injured quite easily and quite quickly. Because there's two big scenes where, if you watch the movie, you know exactly where it is. When he first meets Miles, he got injured quite easily, quite quickly. It feels like this dog was definitely off the factory market because he couldn't even capture one kid on a dirt bike, let alone do anything else militaristic. Like, it feels kind of weird. And towards the end of the movie, well, not really, and towards the middle of the movie, where he gets damaged by the Sam character, which, crazy enough, if you see a flamethrower pointed at you, you attack. You don't just sit there and just think everything's cool and gravy. It felt weird. And towards the endish kind of, he got injured again. It felt like Axel spent most of his time getting injured rather than doing anything that's like, you know, extra super cool. It felt like it spent most of the time getting injured and needed Miles come rescue and / repair it. So it felt kind of weird. It felt like it was definitely version 1.0. And hopefully in the future that they have better versions. Because this dog was it felt subpar to what it could have been. It felt like a glorified regular dog. And it just feels weird. It's really different. I felt that all the trailers portrayed this movie to be like, all right, this is a military dog that is going to be learning human things. But when you watch the movie, it feels like a human dog that has some robotic features, but not much. It felt like it was very much geared as a robotic dog, and that's basically it. Nothing else extra cool and makes you want to think, like, all right, this dog can actually handle itself in the battlefield. It can't. It really can't. No way, shape, or form. So just watching that was okay. I wish there's more of that. I wish there's more story behind the whole thing. I feel like if you watch the trailer, then you basically have the whole movie. It doesn't really cover much besides that whole thing. And when self-destruct, I was like, okay, that's fine. And you know that it's going to try to keep itself alive when it's trying to when it download itself up to the cloud. So for me, it felt kind of cheap at the end. It's like, all right, you sacrificed yourself, but at the same time, you know that it's going to come back and try to, you know, put itself in like a other kind of device, whatever it is. So for me, I felt that the only good thing about this movie was its dirt bike, you know, commercials for the most part, and, you know, a little bit of feel goodness, but ultimately when it comes down to it, the movie itself is very forgettable. Once I left the theater, I really couldn't remember too much of it until I saw a trailer again. I was like, oh yeah, all that stuff happened. I remember now. But if you watch this movie, you're going to feel good while you're in the movie theater, for sure. And you're going to be like, all right, this is not bad. It's not a total waste of my time. But then when you leave the movie theater, you're not going to really remember anything, because you're going to be like, well, what really did happen? Like, nothing really much happened at all. They might have covered 90% of the trailer and covered like 10% of its own kind of story. But for the most part, if you really want to watch the movie, just watch the trailer a couple of times and you know exactly what's happening. And it feels like you're at the movie theater anyway, because the runtime wasn't long for this one. That's the good thing about this movie. The runtime wasn't long. So that's one thing that's going for it, because if I had to stay there for like 1.5, 2 hours, I'd be pissed. So I think this movie was like an 1 hour and 10 minutes or something like that, or probably 1 hour and 20, probably less than that. It's like close to like the, it's under 1.5 hours, I do know that. So that's the good thing that's going for it. It didn't waste too much time, but I feel like time was wasted in all. So that is my review of Axel. If you loved the review, let me know down below. If you didn't like the review, let me know down below as well. I'd love to hear all feedback possible. You can find me on all social medias at Dwight Antc. That's DwightAntc. Again, that's DwightAntc. DwightAntc. I said that wrong, but you can find me on social media on that one. The links will be down below. And I'll catch you reviewers next time.